Our story starts millions of years ago. Back then, humans were just ordinary animals. People didn't live in houses, didn't go to work or school, and didn't have cars, computers, or supermarkets. They lived in the wild. They climbed trees to pick fruit. They sniffed around looking for mushrooms, and they ate worms, snails, and frogs. The other animals, giraffes, zebras, and baboons, for instance, were afraid of humans and didn't pay them much attention. Nobody imagined that one day humans would fly to the moon, make atom bombs, and even write books like the one you're reading now. At first, humans didn't even know how to make tools. Sometimes they used stones to crack nuts, but they didn't have bows and arrows, spears, or knives. Humans were relatively weak animals, and whenever a lion or bear appeared, humans had to run away, and fast. Nowadays, a lot of kids still wake up in the middle of the night frightened that there's a monster under the bed. This is a memory from millions of years ago. In the past, there really were monsters that sneaked up on children in the night. If you heard a noise in the dark, it could have been a lion coming to eat you. If you quickly climbed to the top of a tree, you survived. But if you went back to sleep, the lion ate you. Sometimes when lions killed a giraffe and ate it, people would watch from a safe distance. They wanted some meat for themselves, but they were too afraid to come close. Even after the lions left, the humans still didn't dare approach, because the hyenas had moved in to eat the leftovers, and humans were afraid to pick a fight with that quarrelsome bunch. Finally, when all the other animals had gone, the humans tiptoed carefully to the carcass to look for scraps. But the only thing left was bare bones. So they shrugged and went off in search of figs.